This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Open enrollment for an online health insurance marketplace created by the Affordable Care Act starts November 1st. Unlike years before, the federal government is no longer spending a lot of money aimed at letting people know about it. In fact, some advocates say the Trump administration's policies all but ensure fewer people could sign up for health insurance this time around. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, this means that the work of helping people sign up will fall squarely on local groups.
Victoria Ortega is sitting at a desk with a laptop open to a spreadsheet. Her screen is full of names. She has her cell phone in one hand. She's been making a lot of calls.
So far, I've had about 15, maybe 18 calls.
Ortega has been calling people who currently have an insurance plan through the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. People who don't get health insurance from an employer, Medicare or Medicaid, can buy a plan through Obamacare. Ortega and others at Foundation Communities in Austin are letting these folks know it's time to sign up again.
Mire, le estoy llamando porque en el pasado le habíamos ayudado a inscribirse en el seguro de salud Obamacare.
Ortega says she's been telling people that they're on a serious time crunch to sign up this year. Last year's enrollment period was 3 months long. This year, it's 6 weeks.
A lot of the people were not aware of the short time, and they are very interested. They really are wanting to renew. They've had a really good year, and they want to have everything ready to go.
This work, you know, letting people know when Obamacare enrollment is happening and where they can get help signing up, has fallen on people like Victoria Ortega. And there are a lot of reasons why. Before this year, outreach was a big priority for the federal government. President Barack Obama would even get the word out himself. For example, here's Obama on a fake talk show in 2014 called Between Two Ferns.
What we want is for people to know that you can get affordable health care. And most young Americans, right now, they're not covered.
But things are different now. President Donald Trump has vowed to dismantle Obamacare, and the federal budget for outreach has been slashed by 90%.
That means that none of your high-dollar advertising, like radio ads or TV ads, you're not going to see any of that coming from the federal government. If you do see it, it's likely being funded by a local organization.
That's Melissa McChesney with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a left-leaning think tank. She says those federal cuts will be felt a lot here in Texas. That's because state officials have historically done nothing to get the word out about open enrollment. So the feds did most of it. McChesney says there are also cuts this year aimed at navigators. Those are the folks who help people sign up for a plan on the online federal marketplace. In Texas, the budget for that was cut by a third. McChesney says local groups will have to do that too.
The local groups have to sort of step in and take charge of this. They're also doing that with fewer resources and a lot less support.
And some groups are even jumping into this work for the first time. Laura Guerra-Cardis works with the Children's Defense Fund, which she says has historically focused on signing up kids for Medicaid and CHIP. She says her group is ramping up their involvement in Obamacare signups more than ever.
And that is because it is a big piece, or the next big piece, to making sure that the Affordable Care Act stays strong and remains available here for people.
The fear is that if a lot of people don't sign up this time around, it will destabilize the insurance market. That means costs will go up for everyone who has an Obamacare plan. Guerra-Cardis says the stakes are high, but she says open enrollment has presented an opportunity for some political organizing. Guerra-Cardis says left-leaning folks in groups like Indivisible have gotten involved.
What we've heard is that some people are tired of always fighting for no, you know, against bad policy. So a lot of these grassroots groups have just been saying no to all of these repeal efforts, and they're really excited to now be working on something positive of getting people signed up.
Other groups say they're seeing this too. Elizabeth Colvin runs Insure Central Texas, which is part of Foundation Communities. Her group is doing outreach and helping folks sign up for a plan come November.
We've had over 200 people sign up to volunteer, and we're going to need all of those folks to provide enrollment assistance during this short period of time.
And for all the folks who are pitching in, there's another hurdle, confusion. Colvin says because of all the repeal efforts over the past several months, people have no idea what's going on.
We're going back to those levels of confusion that people had in year one. People don't understand that the Affordable Care Act is still the law. They don't understand that the mandate is still in place to have insurance. So there's a tremendous amount of confusion in that. we are very concerned is going to limit enrollment this year.
In Austin, a combination of local groups, volunteers, and Central Health are going all in to prevent these very real hiccups from making a big dent in enrollment numbers. They say it's not just about making sure the Affordable Care Act stays strong. It's because they don't want uninsured rates in Texas to get even worse. Right now, Texas has the highest number and the highest rate of uninsured people in the country. Open enrollment for Obamacare runs from November 1st to December 15th. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.